The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's been 356 days since the Clay County Bulldogs were eliminated from the 2019 postseason in Salina by the Fayetteville Tigers. 11.5 months later, Rob Edwards and his team embark on a road of revenge that will hopefully lead them to their sixth consecutive sub-state appearance. During the 2020 regular season campaign, the Black and Gold have accumulated a 24-3 record and captured the conference's top spot. But the rubber meets the road this evening as Joseph Aminette and his 17-11 Piggy County Bobcats come hissing and growling into the fight. Home court advantage for the Region 3A quarterfinals on the line as the Bulldogs and Bobcats go to war. It's time to kick the tires and light the fires on the Clay County postseason in the district semifinals.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, for new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert, he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, give an in-depth tournament update, preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solutions. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our first Bulldog coverage of the postseason. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the play-by-play action to you tonight. Joining us soon will be former head coach Thomas Watson. For now, I'm accompanied by the Horizon Sports Network's top gun, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction, as always, Daniel. You must have a long list of those.
Well, I don't think I've recycled any yet, but that time will come.
Well, good to be back here at the home of the Hawkeye for what I expect to be a prime example of tournament basketball. Not only is it the District 6A semifinals, but it's Clay County versus Pecos County. And it doesn't get much better than that rivalry on the hardwood, does it, Daniel?
It don't. We talked about it last time they met. Two of the more storied programs in the Upper Cumberland, in the state, they're always good.
And, you know, the Dawgs won their second straight regular season conference title and come into this league tournament as the number one seed again. But the number five seeded Bobcats have clawed their way into the mix and are playing well. This one's not going to disappoint.
No, this is going to be a great one. Everybody remembers back the last game in Salina, we beat them by maybe 1-2 points. It was a close one. They've got a player back that didn't play that night that's a big contributor. This one's going to be a basketball game.
Right, and of course, folks, another group that never disappoints, and that's our long list of sponsors. They jumped on board with us here in our first complete tournament postseason coverage of basketball on the Horizon Sports Network, and we can't thank them enough. And, of course, Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. You know, Daniel, this week's paper won't be out until next Wednesday, so instead of chronicling what's in print, we're going to summarize what will be written about what turned out to be the Lady Dawgs season finale in the 6A girls quarterfinals against Trousdale County. We're going to do that in our Del Hollow Horizon recap. On a night where the Lady Yellow Jackets buried 9 threes to Clay County's 4, the Lady Dawgs season came to an abrupt end here last Wednesday when Trousdale County pulled what has been called the upset of the year, Daniel.
You know, they were 8-20 team, but postseason, throw those regular season records out. Trousdale played great. Our girls didn't play bad. Like Coach Sims said, they scored 58 points. 9 times out of 10, that's going to win you a single-A girls basketball game. Didn't that night, though.
Right, and the Lady Jackets got off to a hot start. They led 17-12 at the end of one, but Clay County outscored them 21-10 in the second quarter with a rally sparked by sophomore reserve Zoe Hayes, 7 points off the bench, which put the Lady Dawgs up 33-27 at the half. But unfortunately, Trousdale County returned the favor in the third with 4 threes and 21 points and led 46-44 heading into the final frame. Their juniors, Rachel Kovas, Katie Arms, and freshman Bradley Burchett, who all scored in double figures, combined efforts to give Clay County a 56-50 lead with midway through that period. Burchett then scored her final bucket to answer a Trousdale County 5-0 run, which kept her team ahead 58-55 with 3 minutes to go. But she was whistled for a fifth foul, and Clay County never found the basket again after her disqualification. The result, Daniel, a 66-58 heartbreaking and disappointing end to a good season for the Lady Dawgs. Burchett and Arms both had 17, Copas 15, Hayes 7, Eliza Jenkins 2.
Hate to see you then. Look forward to next year for them.
We do, too. And next week, folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Del Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we prepare for the District 6A semifinal matchup between Clay County and Pecos County.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Time now for the Budget Pest Control Boys District 6A update. Opening night of district tournament action back on February the 18th saw the 5-seed Pickett County beat the 8-seed Clark Range by a final score of 70-29. The other first-round opener, 6-seed Jackson County, fell to 7-seed Trousdale County. A tight one there, 49-47, the final. The quarterfinal action that took place two nights ago on Thursday, the 5-seed Pickett County, bit of an upset over the number 4-seed Redbone Springs Bulldogs, 62-61 final score. That put Pickett County into this District 6A semifinal that we're about to call against the number 1-seed Clay County. The other quarterfinal action on Thursday night saw the number 7-seed Trousdale County Yellow Jackets get sent home by the number 3-seed Gordonsville Tigers. Final score in that one, 48-44. That puts Gordonsville in the other semifinal game tonight against the number 2-seed Monterey Wildcats. Looking to the southeast at District 5, the district that we will match up with in region play coming up next week. Number 1-seed Van Buren County last night defeated number 4-seed Hardy Memorial, 73-36. And number 2-seed South Pittsburgh beat number 3-seed Whipple, 57-41. That is a four-team district. All four of those teams will be advancing on into the region tournament. This has been the Boys District 6A update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Pest Control, it's how we roll.
That's it.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3333.
Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashcock & Strong Insurance. Thomas Weaver, make sure you cover it all just like their agency does. We'll start first.
I appreciate that, Daniel. You know, my policy tonight is for the dogs to get off to a fast start because they haven't played in over a week, and I think one game in about 15 days or something like that. And getting back on the horse quick and not having any hangover from the layoff will be huge in this game, in my opinion. They need to come out, set the tone for the postseason right off the bat, and don't leave any doubt that they are the class of this league, guys. Don't you think, Coach Watson?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, they've had a chance to, let their muscles gain a little strength back. High school kids, the players, they get a little leg weary this time of the year, and they don't realize it, and I think this may give them that. But, it is good maybe to get a game in, on the floor. But at least this way, there was no doubt you were automatically qualified for the region,
right, out
of an 8-team bracket. So you didn't have to worry about that upset in the first round or two. But, we'll see how they react to being off here in just a few minutes.
Piggott County, a team that played us real tough the last time we met. Playing the team for a third time, Coach, in a single season is pretty tough, isn't it?
It is. That third ball game is a tough ball game. And Piggott County is a good ball club. They're a good, solid ball club. And I know their record wasn't hardly as good as ours, but now they're a tough ball club. They're really good right now.
This would give Clay County the opportunity to play in a district championship game for the 12th time in the last 20 years. Pretty good stretch for them. I know we're getting close to the anthem here. They're fixed to announce the teams that are playing. This has been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Ashcock Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. He's got Clay County covered.
3-8.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper, based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network to wrap up the Carquest pregame show with the announcement of the Subway Boys starting lineups for tonight's first District 6A semifinal contest. This one between Clay County and Piggott County. Piggott County, the 5-seed, they'll be the visiting team here on the scoreboard tonight. They are dressed in all gray jerseys, with black numerals on those jerseys, trim in their Piggott County yellow. Their head coach, Joseph Aminette, he's in his fourth year in that post. They're 17-11 in regular season play. Starting for them tonight, a senior, number 21, Luke Smith. A sophomore, number 15, Zach Aminette. A junior, number 14, John Parker Reagan. A sophomore, number 3, Will Aminette, and a junior, number 1, Slade Copeland. Starting for Clay County, actually before that, Clay County, the number 1 seed, they are the home team tonight on the scoreboard. They're dressed in their home white jerseys, black numerals on those. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, in his 20th season. His overall record, 443 wins to 188 losses. Clay County this season, 24-3. They're getting ready to announce them here in the gym, and a huge contingency is on hand for Clay County. Will announce their starters as well. First of all, a sophomore, number 4, Jeffrey Spivey. A sophomore, number 11, Grant Strong. A junior, number 10, Gunnar Silk. A senior, number 24, Mason Sharps. And a senior, number 1, Jake Ashok. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Coach Watson, time for District 6A semifinal.
Absolutely. Another classic matchup. Been going on for years.
You know, where else would you rather be, guys, than sitting right here?
Yeah.
We're back in Livingston Academy where the District 6A tournament should be. The fans are fired up. The place is packed.
It is.
Student section on the end, both sides. It doesn't get any better than this.
Just a great atmosphere. This was not even an elimination game. Going to be a huge one tonight, playing for the right to go on to the District 6A Boys Championship. Jumping, we're going to see two seniors, Luke Smith for Pickett County, Jake Ashok for Clay County, and it's time to get it on. Ball goes up in the air. Smith controls the tip. Aminette comes down with it. It'll be Will Aminette with the basketball. He's at the top of the key, hands off to his brother Zach. Zach at left wing working against Gunner Silk. 10-foot baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Jake Ashok. Ashok gets it off to Grant Strong. Strong across the timeline at right wing, kicks it back to Ashok. We see him out on the perimeter, actually running the offense right now for Clay County. We've not seen it much this season. I've kind of wondered where it's been, and we see it now. Ashok uses a strong screen, goes to his right, kicks it to Spivey in the corner, back out top to Ashok.
No, it's off.
Ashok drives into the lane, 6-foot jumper, no good. They're saying it was an offensive foul. Ashok going to be called for his first personal early in this one. 7:24 on the clock, Coach, and the senior Ashok already has one foul.
Yeah, that's not good. That kind of slows him down on defense a little bit.
It does.
Talking to Coach Edwards there before we came up to the broadcast table, I said, Coach, how do you feel about this one? He looked down and he said, well, Ashok hadn't missed anything from the perimeter. I said, well, you think he might be playing out there some tonight? And he said, first play, he's going to have his hands from the point. So we may see a whole lot of that if he doesn't get in quick foul trouble, Daniel.
Very well could. Pickett County with the basketball. Luke Smith baseline kicks it out to Will Aminette. His three-pointer no good. Another rebound for Ashok. His outlet pass to Strong. Strong across the timeline at left wing, defended by Luke Smith. Dribbles through the legs, kicks it back out to Jake, who stands about 4 feet on the Clay County side of his court, right past the timeline. He puts it into motion, gives to Mason Smith. Mason, 8-foot jumper from right elbow, no good. Rebound, Luke Smith. We are scoreless here, 6:40 and ticking, opening quarter. Copeland with it out top for Pickett County, hands off to Smith. Reagan posted up down low against Ashok. They couldn't get it inside to him, though. Ashok with the size advantage in there. Zach Aminette at right wing, fires a three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Copeland. Copeland under heavy pressure, though, has to kick it back out. Zach Aminette, actually Will Aminette, three-pointer, and it's good. First points of the ball game go to Pickett County. Gunner Silk with it for Clay County now, gives it back to Ashok. Once again, we see Jake setting the offense, running it from the top of the key, kicks to Mason Sharp at left wing. Mason being defended by Zach Aminette, hands off to Gunner Silk. Silk drives, 10-foot jumper, good. 3-2 the score, Pickett County in front by one.
Good shot, good pull-up.
And we have something against Coach Edwards, I think. Is the official called a warning against Coach Edwards?
It'll be his first warning of the game. I think he's still going back to the charge call on Ashlock from the very beginning, Daniel. You know, huge call right off the bat to kind of set the tone for this game and how it's going to go.
He's working that official for sure. Aminette, another three-pointer, no good. We have whistles blowing. A foul's going to be called. Coach Edwards says it's going to be against Pickett County, and it indeed is. I think John Parker Reagan, actually Luke Smith, picks up his first personal. Clay County basketball, 5:30 left in this opening quarter. 3-2 the score. Clay County trails by one. Gunner Silk at the point. Double high post set between Spivey and Ashlock. Strong, right wing, long two-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Mason Sharp. The senior keeps it alive, gets it out to Silk, who fires a three-pointer from the top of the key. It's no good. Rebounded by Grant Strong. Put back, Bob. Another put back by Strong. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Clay County. Empty possession, Coach.
Yeah, that we needed two there. Had a couple of good looks at it.
Pickett County basketball, 5 minutes left to play, opening quarter. Copeland with it, hands off to Amonette, and Zach with it, works against Gunner Seal, gets to the hoop and scores. 5-2, Pickett County leads. Clay County now quickly back down court, inside to Jake Ashlock, who's got it at left block, working against Reagan. Shots up, and it's no good. And a foul call against Ashlock, and he's going to have two on him. This is not a good thing for Clay County to have their leader, Jake Ashlock, with two personals in the first half of this first quarter. 4:51 on the clock, and Coach Edwards is going to have to go to the bench. Keaton Arms coming to the scorer's table.
You know, looking back, Daniel, we saw Keaton Arms play a big role in that last game with Pickett County. The freshman's capable coming off the bench. He had 5 points, several crucial rebounds. We're going to have to count on the youth off the bench tonight.
Zach Amonette misses a shot. Spivey, actually not Spivey, Luke Smith going to be called for his second personal. That's two on him, so both senior post players for either squad going to have to sit down early in this one. That helps. It neutralizes the absence of Ashok.
Yeah, that's a break for us there.
It is, but you can see Coach Evers is wanting to run the show through Ashok tonight. Not going to have that here early on, Daniel.
On the 4-4 Clay County, Strong, Spivey, Sharp, Silk, and Arm. Strong with it, drives into the lane, travels. Picked up the dribble, his momentum made his feet scoot just a little bit, and they get him for a mistake there.
You know, you may have lost Ashlock running the show, but you got a capable replacement in the sophomore, Grant Strong. Good things happen when the ball's in his hands, too.
Absolutely, averaging over 20 points a contest. Will Amonette with it, out top for Pickett County, gives to John Parker Reagan. This is a foul fest early in this one. Whistles blow again, and I think Gunner Silk. No, I'm wrong.
Arms. Arms got tied up with Smith, kind of gave him a chuck and extended his arms, Daniel, and by extending the arms, he got the call.
Third team foul against Clay County. Pickett County inbounds. Mark Smith with it out top. Gives off to Zach Amonette, right wing, drives inside, into the lane, shots up, no good. Rebounded by Strong. Grant comes quickly across the timeline, kicks ahead to Mason Sharp in the right corner. Mason with it, uses a strong screen to come back out top and reset the offense. Mason singled off with Will Amonette, thinking about driving against him, but he decides better of it and hands back off to Gunner Silk.
See Mark Smith in Grant Strong's pocket, Daniel, not letting him deny him the ball as Silk takes it to the hole again.
Jump shot, a little strong there by Silk. It's rebounded by Zach Amonette. He comes down court, hands off to Copeland. Now back in Amonette's hands at left wing, drives baseline against Gunner Silk. Silk turns him away. Amonette hands up to John Parker Reagan. His shot no good, and it goes out of bounds. Great defense by Arms and Spivey, forcing the air ball there by John Parker Reagan.
See Coach Amonette, he thinks with Ashlock out, he can go to Reagan in the post. But again, Keaton Arms, I don't care how old he is, how much he's played, he's a great athlete and did a great job on defense against Reagan there.
3:15 and ticking. Pickett County in front, 5-2. Low scoring first quarter, Coach.
Yeah, yes, it is. You know, we've got some good looks. We just haven't got them to go down yet.
Grant Strong with the ball, working against Smith. Picks up the dribble, kicks over to Spivey. Three-pointer. Jeff Spivey right wing, no good. Rebounded by Pickett County. Zach Amonette with it. Comes quickly across the timeline. Dribbles behind the back, works to his right, and he's going to be fouled by Gunner Silk. It looked like he traveled to me, and he went into Silk. At first, I thought it traveled. Then I thought an offensive foul, but then they say defensive foul against Silk. The defensive MVP of the regular season picks up his first personal foul of this contest. And Pickett County with the basketball works it inbounds to Will Amonette up top.
We talked about it in the last matchup, guys. They protect Amonette. He's going to get every call night in, night out. Same thing happened against Redbone Springs the other night. I'm not sure how many free throws he shot, but he gets the calls, and he made the majority of a career-high 39 points from the free-throw line in that quarterfinal.
Wow. Missed three-pointer by Will Amonette, rebounded by Jeff Spivey. He hands off to Mason Sharp. Sharp with it out top for Clay County. Hands back off to Spivey, drives into the lane, kicks it out to Silk. Everybody trying to penetrate against this zone out of Pickett County. They got three guys down there close to the basket, and another missed jump shot by Strong, rebounded by Copeland. He kicks it out to Aminette. Zach Aminette drives with it, loses the handle on the ball. They're going to say that it's Clay County basketball. A nice break there. I thought it was knocked out of bounds by Mason Sharp.
We'll take it.
We will. I tell you what, a lot of action here, guys. Not a whole lot of scoring, as we talked about. Still a 5-2 ball game. You know, Clay County's just got to settle down here. You are seeing a little bit of the lag from the layoff, I think.
I think so. Like you mentioned, this is only the second game they've played in over 2 weeks of time. Eli Smith in for Clay County now. He's got it out top. Kicks to Strong. Strong inside the arms. Arm shot up good from right post. Looked a lot like his sister Kenzie Arms, who did that many nights for the Lady Dogs. And Keaton Arms puts Clay County down by one now, 5-4. Peachy County basketball. Will Aminette jump shot from the free throw line is good. 7-4 the score, Pickett County in front. Eli Smith with it out top, turns his head, gets direction from Coach Edwards. Smith hands off to Strong. Grant's got it now, minute 20 and ticking, first quarter action. He kicks it back to Eli, left wing. Back to Strong at right wing. Strong drives, gets the right block, shots up, no good, but he was fouled. Grant will go to the line to shoot two.
That's what we're going to have, Coach. When Strong does catch the ball, they're doubling him, trying to get the ball out of his hands.
Yeah.
He gave a little juke to it to the hole that time.
Yeah, I mean, they're concentrating on him.
Strong, a 78% free throw shooter. He hit 148 of 190 this season. Shot more free throws than any other Bulldog. Drew a lot of fouls, did Grant Strong. He knocks down the front end of that one to make the score 7-5. Second one's away. It's also good, 7-6 now. Minute 10 and ticking. First quarter action in the District 6A semifinal. Pickett County basketball. Zach Aminette, long three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Copeland. Copeland can't hang on, though. It goes out of bounds. Clay County basketball.
See Coach Edwards working the offside referee there. You know, this is started from the tip, guys. The first call on Ashlock, it's just a contentious atmosphere in here, no matter where you're at, on the bench, in the crowd, on the floor.
On the broadcast table. Clay County basketball. Gunner Silk out top. 50 seconds and ticking here. First quarter action. 7-6 the score. Clay County trails by one. Silk works to his right. Strong is posted up down low. Whistles blow. A foul's called somewhere on the floor. I believe it'll go against Will Aminette. Actually, the ball
I think he just tipped the
ball,
tipped it out of bounds,
yeah.
I believe.
Silk to inbound from the sideline. Works into Eli Smith, who hands off to Grant Strong. 40 seconds left. First quarter. Coach Edwards sends into play the sophomore guard, hands off now to the junior point guard, and Gunner Silk going to execute the offense. We've got half a minute. We'll have to see how long they take before they put it into motion. 25 seconds now. Silk's got to do something as Will Aminette was guarding him closely. He hands off to Smith. Smith back to Strong. Down to 20 seconds now.
Looking for the high ball screen here coming from my arms at the top.
Strong working with it, uses that screen, picks it up, hands to Arms. Now back to Strong, 9 seconds and ticking. Strong with it out top, under a lot of pressure, goes to Spivey. Three-pointer, right wing, no good. Rebounded by Mark Smith, 2 seconds to play in the quarter. Buzzer sounds, desperation three-pointer, no good by Will Aminette. One quarter's done, a low score and a fire. Pickett County 7, Clay County 6.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy, where Clay County trails 7-6 in an anemic first quarter when it comes to scoring, Daniel.
Yeah, fortunately for both squads. Low scoring so far. Clay County with the basketball to open up this second frame. Ashlock still on the bench. He picked up two fouls early. Mason Sharp, jumper from right elbow, no good. Rebounded by Zach Aminette. The sophomore quickly across the timeline into the front court. Hands off to his brother, Will. His three-pointer no good. Rebounded by Gunner Silk. Silk looks like he was fouled. Had it stolen from him by Copeland. Copeland can't hang on. Ends up going out of bounds. Copeland got away with some contact there.
Yep, he did.
Guys, you can't talk enough about the minutes that the freshman Keaton Arms is putting in here for Ashlock. Yeah. Playing great defense. Got pulled down a couple rebounds, but just really looks like he belongs.
He does. He's a bother. Eli Smith with it. Right where he throws the ball away. He was trying to get to Mason Sharp, and a mistake there by the sophomore. Alec Kerr comes to the scorer's table to check in. Let's reset who's on the floor for Clay County. It's freshman Alec Kerr, freshman Keaton Arms, sophomore Grant Strong, junior Gunner Silk, and senior Mason Sharp. Pickett County basketball. Copeland, right baseline.
Stepped out of bounds.
Kicks it back out to Amonette. Fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Grant Strong. Strong comes across the timeline, closely defended by Mark Smith. Strong drives, gets to the paint. 8-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Pickett County. Pickett County having a big night on the boards, and Keaton Arms has picked up his second personal foul. Just out of position trying to get the rebound. The good thing is that we do have another post over on the bench, John Hamilton, if we need to go three deep. And we see Jeff Spivey come back to the scorer's table to check in. I just wonder how long Coach Will said Ashlock. I would say a pretty good portion of this second quarter, as long as Clay County keeps it close. 7-6 the score right now.
I agree, Daniel. The one-point ball game, let him sit over there. We need him in this second half for sure.
Pickett County ball with Amonette, left wing, defended by Gunner Silk. A good matchup between those two. Amonette hands off to his brother Zach. Zach at right wing, defended by Kerr. Kerr forces the pass. Mark Smith with it now. Left baseline. Tried to go across court to John Parker Reagan. He does so. Reagan misses the three-pointer. Rebounded by Mason Sharp. Clay County with an opportunity now. 6:15 to take. Ticking second quarter. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Pickett. Clay has not led in this contest at any point, I don't think, unless we was up 4-3. We weren't, were we?
No.
7-6 still the score. 6:14 on the clock. Gunner Silk to inbound from beneath the Clay County goal. Works it into Arms. Arms can't handle that pass. Will Amonette comes up with it. He comes across the timeline. Tries to go to his brother Zach. Jeff Spivey intercepts it, though. He hands off to Grant Strong. Strong at right wing. Three-pointer in the iron. No good. Hit the right side of the iron. Rebounded by Slade Copeland. Copeland hands off to Will Amonette. Two of the best shooting teams around, and neither one of them can hit anything tonight. Strange to see. Zach Amonette with it for Pickett County, out top. His dad, Joseph Amonette, over on the bench, stalking the sidelines, calling in the play. Amonette picks up the dribble, goes to Mark Smith in right corner. Now inside to Copeland. Copeland working against Spivey. He can't get a shot off. Has to kick it back out to Zach. Zach Amonette drives. His shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Mason Sharp. Sharp ahead to Strong. Strong with a layup opportunity, and it's good. And he's fouled by Zach Amonette. And Grant Strong breaks the scoring drought. Puts Clay County in front by 1-8-7. And Coach E's headed to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
You know, we're 2.5 minutes into this second quarter, and it's the first bucket, Daniel. But I tell you, you know, there's more to basketball than scoring. Great defense on this end right here by Gunner Silk on Amonette. As Strong misses a free throw, but Arms with the rebound.
Arms keeps it alive. Clay County with an opportunity here to steal a possession. Gunner Silk, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Put back by Spivey, is good.
Good follow by Jeff Spivey.
Spivey going up, catching it in the iron, put it back up. And Clay County in front by three, which seems like a big lead at this point. 10-7 the score. 5 minutes left, second quarter action. Zach Amonette with it, right wing. Circles to his left, kicks it to Mark Smith, who fires a three-pointer from left corner, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms works it ahead to Spivey. Spivey ahead to Silk. Silk with it at right wing. Back to Jeff Spivey up top. Now Grant Strong, top of the key. Strong drives. 10-foot jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Just put back, no good, but he was fouled. Nice job by the freshman who's just, like you mentioned, Thomas, he might be a freshman, but he plays like he's a junior at least.
He does. And
good, hard-nosed basketball player.
He has been injured a lot of the year, guys. Two different stints, I think. He's come back, and we're seeing what the future is going to be for Arms.
Keaton Arms knocks down his first free throw. Clay County up now by 4, 11-7. Two-possession game. Arms with another free throw coming. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Gunner Self. Clay County now with three possessions on this end. Strong three-pointer, top of the key. No good.
That job.
Hits everything. Rebounded by Zach Amonette. Zach at right wing, working against Gunner Silk. Silk denies him access to the hoop. Amonette gives it up to his brother Will. Will, the true point guard of the Pirates. Zach Moore, the shooting guard. He gives back to Zach. Three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebound Mason Sharp. Sharp wanting to go coast-to-coast with it. Works ahead. Eight-foot jumper. No good. Kept alive by Spivey. Rebounded by Luke Smith, who's back into the contest. His layup, no good. Keaton Arms going to be called for a costly third personal foul. And Coach Edwards has a decision here. Is he going to put Ashlock back in to get Arms out? Or is he going to go a different direction?
Looks like he's got Alec Kerr up.
Luke Smith, the shooter. First free throw is no good. Alec Kerr does check in for Keaton Arms. So we see now Jeff Spivey and Grant Strong, the big guys, so to speak, on the floor for Clay County. They're accompanied by Mason Sharp, Alec Kerr, and Gunner Silk. No true post player on the court for Coach Edwards. Luke Smith hits his second free throw. 11-8 now the score. Clay County with a three-point lead halfway through this second quarter. Gunner Silk with it. Works out of a trap, gets across the timeline, kicks to Sharp. Sharp, a nice pass to Spivey, who lays it in from right block.
Great pass, great cut.
Way to beat the press. They tried a little two-man trap there at half court. Silk beat it. Three-pointer taken and hit by Luke Smith. That tightens it back up. 13-11 the score. Mason Sharp, three-pointer, no good. From left wing, rebound Copeland. Copeland ahead to Zach Eminette. He dribbles behind the back, loses the ball. His brother Will picks it up. He's got it now. Right wing, circles back out up top, and a timeout by head coach Joseph Amonette wants a full timeout. 3:25 remains in the second quarter. Clay County leads by two, 13-11.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solution. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the District 6A semifinals between Clay County and Piggott County, where the Bulldogs lead the Bobcats 13-11, Daniel, in a low-scoring affair. Will Amonette leads all scorers in this one with 5 points. Jeff Spivey has four. And Grant Strong for
low scoring indeed. Like I mentioned earlier, two of the better shooting basketball teams that I know of in the area, and they're just cold tonight. They don't like this gym over here at Livingston. Piggott County basketball coming out of the timeout. John Parker Reagan, three-point attempt, left wing, no good. Rebounded by Strong, and we're going to have a jump ball call. The right call. It was very strange looking at a Piggott County faithful sitting here around us. Do not agree with that call. But jump ball was the call.
Looks like he had a good hand on the ball.
Yeah. Possession arrow in favor of Piggott County. They will inbound from beneath their own goal. Will Amonette works it in to John Parker Reagan. He goes to Zach Amonette. His shot up and good. We're tied up at 13. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Strong with it. Goes coast to coast. And they're going to say that he was fouled before his layup was made on his attempt. Luke Smith picks up his third personal. He'll have to go back to the bench. And Clay County's going to inbound. It'll be Mason Sharp doing that from beneath their own goal. Strong and went coast to coast and made a layup, but the foul occurred before the shot.
Yeah, finally got one to fall, Daniel, and then they take it away.
Sharp inbounds to Strong. He works against the smaller Will Amonette, gets to the hoop, misses the shot, and they're going to say offensive foul against Grant Strong. That's two offensive fouls against Clay County. Ashnock had one to start the game. Strong has one now deep in the second quarter. That is Grant's first personal foul of the contest. Tigard County basketball, 2:45 in Tigard. Second quarter, knotted up at 13 here in the District 6A semifinal. Zach Eminent, right wing, and we've got a whistle blown. What happened, guys? Coach Watson, what did you see?
They were kind of tangled up down there, and the official called a foul on Pickett.
Reagan is 5. He's been battling down low the whole time. Orange and Reagan battling. Guys, it's just one of those games, especially in the paint.
Clay County basketball, 2.5 minutes left, second quarter. 13-13 to score. I would wager this is the lowest tally Clay County has had at this point in the ball game throughout this entire 27-game season. Here they are in their 28th game as Gunner Silk fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Alex. What a play by the freshman. Keeps it alive on the baseline. Nobody saw it. Now he fires a three-pointer. No good. And it hits the top of the structure here on the backboard, and they blow it dead.
That's not out of bounds.
Shouldn't be. It was the front of the backboard after the carom off the rim there, guys.
Unless it hits a guard or something up there.
Coach Edwards also puzzled. Talks to the official about it. He's been in his ear multiple times tonight. Peaky County basketball, 13-13. 2 minutes remain, second quarter. This gym has reached a capacity crowd. Those folks standing in each of the corners is a foul that's called against Clay County on the floor. It's going to be Spivey, and that's going to put Peaky County in the line to shoot 1-1.
Again, Daniel, pick a guy if you want to. You know, Spivey puts the arm in the back to keep the post up from behind. The other player clears out. It's just back and forth. They can call it either way, whenever they want to on the day.
Remington White knocks down the front end of the 1-1, earns the right to shoot the second.
They both need to wise up a little bit and quit that.
Yeah, I agree, Coach.
Because they've got the referee's attention.
15-13 the score. Peaky County back in front. 2 minutes to play. First half. Gunner Silk with it. Left wing. Gives off to Mason Sharp. Three-pointer tip from left corner is good. The Sharp shooting senior knocks it down.
Finally got one to go, guys. It could be the turning point.
16-15. Clay County with a one-point advantage. Pickett County with the basketball. Minute and a half to play. Second quarter. Slade Copeland out top, defended by Alec Kerr. He hands off to Zach Eminette. Give and go play down the inside to Mark Smith. His point blank shot. No good. Rebounded by Copeland. Copeland kicks it back out to Smith. Now Zach Eminette, long three-pointer, misses everything. Spivey knocks it out of bounds. Pickett County maintains possession. Jake Ashlock is set since the 2 minute mark of the, not the 2 minute mark, about the 6 minute mark of this first quarter. He's bound to be dying over there, not being in on this action.
I agree, Daniel, but Coach Edwards, still a close game. And you can see how they're calling it under the basket. Ashlock could have
over the back
easily by now.
He certainly would have. The Slade Copeland lays it in on a third putback attempt for Pickett County. They reclaim the lead, 17-16. Gunner Silk to the hoop, misses the layup, rebound Copeland. Quickly gives it out to Will Amalette. Will across the timeline, hands off to Zach. He picks up the dribble at right wing. Tried to go inside, that pass stolen by Grant Strong. 50 seconds to play, second quarter. Strong works all the way into the right block. Shots up, no good. Rebound Mark Smith. Smith hands off to Will Amanette. He comes across the timeline with it, fires a three-pointer. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Mason Sharp. Sharp's out that pass ahead to Strong. Strong at right block, picks up the dribble, and he'll be fouled by Will Amanette. A clear and cut, obvious foul that the Pickett County fans can't believe was called.
Well, like I say, if it was on our side, Daniel, we'd be the same way. There's two great fan bases going at it right here.
I love it.
From opposite sides of the gym.
Strong at the line to shoot the 1-1. It was not a shooting foul. Each team has 18 fouls. Strong misses that free throw. Clay County still trails now by one. 17-16 the score. Pickett County in front. 25 seconds and Pickett in second quarter. Bobcat basketball. They'll play for the last shot. Spivey comes out to contest Copeland. Copeland kicks it over to Amanette. Now back to Slade Copeland. He kicks it over to Will Amanette, who's at left wing. 10 seconds now to play in the corner. Zach Amanette with it. Fires a three. Top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Pickett County's Remington White. He lost the handle on it. Gunner Silk. Desperation three and a half. No good. This first half ends, and what an exciting half it's been. Peking County Bobcats 17, Clay County Bulldogs 16 at the half. Stay tuned for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, live from Livingston Academy here at the District 6A Tournament. What a game we've got playing out here. Not necessarily the fun one to watch, with the scoring being awful low as Piggott County leads Clay County 17-16 here at halftime. It was 6-7 at the end of the first quarter in Bobcat favor, and Clay County started the second quarter on a 7-1 run to go up 13-8, the largest lead of this contest. They were up by 5, but Piggott County closed out the half on a 9-3 run to take this one-point advantage here at halftime. For Piggott County, Luke Smith has 4, Slade Copeland 2. Zach Aminette is being held to 4 points in the first half by the good defense of Gunner Silk. Will Aminette has 5, and Remington White has 2. For Clay County, being led by Jeffrey Spivey and Grant Strong's 4 points each. Mason Sharp hit the only 3-pointer Clay County has made for 3 points in the first half. Gunner Silk has 2, and Keaton Arms has 3 off the bench in relief of Jake Ashlock, who went to the bench early with 2 fouls. Again, Clay County trails by 1 point, 17-16 here in the District 6A semifinals.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solutions. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Back here live on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. 2 minutes and 45 seconds remaining here at halftime. Clay County does trail by one, 17-16. We'll go ahead at this point in time and talk about the superlatives that were voted on 8 days ago this past Friday. At the end of the regular season, we'll go ahead and mention the girls really quickly. First team, All-District 6A girls, Katie Arms, the only Lady Bulldog to get that honor. Two of them on the second team, Rachel Copas and Riley Merchant. Moving on down to All-District honorable mention, where Murray Ashok, Eliza Jenkins, and Lauren Weaver. The All-Freshman team MVP was Riley Merchant. Also on the all-defensive team was Rachel Copas. And Matt Walker ended up tying with Lamar Rogers for District 6A Coach of the Year. That's voted on by the coaches over there. And they thought Coach Walker, through the regular season play, had done a good job and gave him the nod on that. We'll go ahead and look at the boys, District 6A Award winners. Placed. Let's go ahead and do this and in reverse. We'll go ahead and mention that Coach Edwards pulled down what's now probably his 12th, 13th, maybe more Coach of the Year honors from the district coaches. All-freshman team, I like this one. We had three players on that one. That just shows you that the future is bright indeed. Alec Kirk, Heaton Arms, and John Hamilton, all three earning the places on that all-freshman team for the boys. Two of our boys received all-district honorable mention, those two being Jeffrey Spivey and Eli Smith. Gunner Silk was named the all-defensive team MVP, and that one just pleases me. I called it out about halfway through our broadcasting season. I asked you guys if they still gave that award out. Y'all said, yeah, they do. I said, well, we got him out here.
You know, it's Gunner Silk. We've seen him in action tonight, too, against Amonette.
Doing a great job with him. Third team all-district. So, basically, we've got 45 starters. No, I'm wrong on that. There's eight district teams. We've got 40 starters, around 45, 46 guys that play a ton across the district. So the top 15, third team, Mason Sharp and Gunner Silk, and that just shows you how strong this group is to have two caliber players like that on the third team. We did not place anyone on the all-district second team, but did have two guys who were voted in the top five. And I think the way they do this, they rank these guys by the votes they get, perhaps.
Not sure that they're listed right here that way, though, Daniel.
Grant Strong and Jake Ashlock getting the nod for the All-District first team from the boys. They were joined by Peyton West, Zach Aminette, Tyler Gregory, and the District MVP was Dalton Marsh. Pretty elite group there for Strong and Ashok to be amongst.
Yes, it is. Very, very elite team. And, you know, it's kind of unusual, too, for one of the lower placed teams to be MVP, but Marsh was an outstanding player. So, you know, it's hard to argue with that choice.
Absolutely so. Third quarter action underway. Clay County with the basketball to start it off. Gunner Silk out top. They have switched into the forward. I have failed to mention the direction so far tonight. Clay County now working at the hoop to our left. Piggy came to the hoop to our right. We're high top of the busy bleachers here at Livingston. Jake Ashlock, first shot attempt in over a quarter of action was no good. Rebounded by Will Aminette. He hands off to Copeland. Copeland comes down and hands it back to Aminette, who's out top with it. They continue to pass it back and forth. Copeland now goes to his left, fires a three, no good. Rebound Jake Ashlock. Ashlock kicks off to Spivey. Clay County with their original five starters to start this third quarter of action. Grant Strong with it, left wing. He's in a trap. Goes baseline, picks up the dribble, gives inside to Ashlock, who was under pressure, but
and
scored
it. Got a good foul, but didn't get it called.
Ashlock getting his first bucket of the contest and giving his team a one-point lead, 18-17. 7 minutes left, third quarter action. John Parker Reagan fires a three, no good. Athletic soaring rebound by Grant Strong. Quickly ahead, he passes to Spivey. Spivey couldn't hang on to the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Pickett County retakes the basketball.
And that's what you miss when Ashlock's not in the game, the two-man game between he and Grant Strong on the outside. You know, Ashlock came and set the screen, which put three defenders on Strong when they switched off back to Ashlock for the two-man game and the give-and-go.
Zach Aminette comes down, misses everything on a jump shot. He's really off tonight. One of the best shooters in the district has not scored a lot of points. Grant Strong with the rebound. Actually, it was Ashlock with the rebound. Gives to Strong, who drives down and scores. Grant adds two more points to his tally, and Clay County leads by three, 20-17. 6 minutes and 20 seconds and taken here. Third quarter action. And we have a offensive foul call against Zach Aminette. I thought for a second it was a five-second call, but no, an offensive foul call against the sophomore.
You just talked about his shooting. It's hard to shoot very well when you got Gunner Silk in your grill the entire night. Fought through two screens right there. Aminette frustrated, extended the arm to try to get free.
Silk with it out top for Clay County. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp in the right corner now to Grant Strong. Strong working against Luke Smith. He kicks out top to Spivey, now back in the corner to Grant. Grant wants to drive baseline, ends up coming to his left, though, and a foul's going to be called against Slade Copeland for Pickett County.
You see a different attitude here from Clay County, can't you, Coach? As they come out here, Coach Evers must have gotten their ear a little bit.
Yeah, I think so, because they're a little more focused right now.
Sharp inbound after the foul, gets it into Silk. Silk with it out top, Clay County fans slow. Wanting a good possession right here. They do lead 20-17, 5:45 left here in the third quarter. Silk puts it into motion, passes off to Spivey at left wing. He gives to Strong on the give and go. He loses the handle on the ball. They're going to call a foul against Luke Smith, and that's going to be his fourth foul. Luke Smith, the senior post player for Pickett County, has kind of been neutralized tonight, very similar to Jake Ashlock. And Smith goes to the bench, checking in for him. Will be Mark Smith, another senior. Silk inbound from beneath the Bulldog goal. Has trouble finding him. A guy to get it into, and it's a
foul. Oh, that's awful quick.
A pretty quick one.
I don't know about that.
Pickett County basketball.
That's awful quick.
Coach Edwards just shaking his head. 5.5 minutes to play. Third quarter action. Clay County 20, Pickett County 17. Zach Aminette in the lane, misses the shot. Rebound Ashlock. Outlet pass to Strong. Strong quickly to Mason Sharp. Set three-pointer from right corner. Good. Mason Sharp knocks out his second.
Great assist by Strong finding him.
Sharp just sitting there waiting.
Yes, he was.
Mark Smith, left wing for Pickett County, gives to Will Aminette. His three-pointer too short off the front of the iron. And you see the impact of Jake Ashlock, who has three rebounds off the last three missed Pickett County shots. He passes ahead to Strong, Strong to Sharp, Sharp to Spivey.
And Spivey with three.
Clay County now starting to come to life. 26-17, the biggest lead tonight for either team, a 9-point difference. 4:52 left in the third quarter. Timeout taken by Piggott County. Clay County up.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat, so come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 6A semifinals here at Livingston Academy, where Clay County has started this second half on a 10-0 run, Daniel, to get out to this big 9-point lead, which is huge in the ball game the way it played out in the first half.
The coach's quarter, the third quarter right now, going in favor of Clay County. Piggott County with the basketball. Zach Amonette up top, hands off to John Parker Reagan. His three-pointer no good. Got his own rebound, though. Does a nice job driving to the left side of the lane, and he scores. And we're going to have a foul called against either Jeff Spivey or Mark Smith. And it's going to be against Smith. He and Spivey got tangled up after the shot, I guess, buying for the rebound.
You know,
it kind of seems like they're trying to set up in front of us and catch us trying to go down the floor blindly and pick up a cheap foul or two.
4.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Eli Smith with it for Clay County on the floor for the Dogs. Smith, Sharp, Strong, Ashlock, and Spivey. Grant Strong drives right side baseline, jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Ashlock, his putback in the
good.
What a play by Ashlock.
Muscled it in.
He was a foot beneath the backboard, jumped backwards, working into three different Bobcats and laid it in. Great play by the senior. 4:10 and ticket, third quarter. Clay County 28, Piggott County 19. Copeland in the paint, 3 seconds called.
That's the first time I've seen that one called in a long time, that way.
Copeland got turned away, but good defense, kept pivoting, couldn't find an outlet pass, and they got
it. Yeah, of course, the rule is, actually, if he'd have dribbled it out, he'd been okay.
Right.
But he passed it out and stayed.
And that was Grant Strong in there with the defense,
good defense
on that one, Daniel.
Gunner Silk. Right wing for Clay County. 3:45 in the third quarter left. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Silk, who's at right wing, working against Will Amonette. Drives to his left. Hands off to Grant Strong. Dogs just working the perimeter. Ashlock tries to feed inside. Strong did to Ashlock.
Oh.
He kicks back out, though, to Mason Sharp. He misses a three-pointer, rebounded by Zach Amonette, who lost the handle on the ball. Picks it up, gives it to Slade Copeland. Copeland to John Parker Reagan. Now Mark Smith in the left corner. Piggott County desperately wanting points here. Clay County does lead by 9, 28-19. A lot of nights, 9 points isn't a big differential, but in this low-scoring contest, that three-possession lead seems like a lot. Zach Amonette finally finds an opportunity to shoot up and test it, and he knocks it down. Coach, if he gets an open look, he's pretty good.
Yeah, we went on the wrong side of the screen.
Jeff Spivey with it for Clay County out top. Kicks the gunner Silk. Silk inside to Ashlock, who's at right block. Spins into the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Strong. Strong's put back, no good, but he was fouled. Grant going to go to the line to shoot two. Clay County leads by 6, 28-22. Zach Hammond's three-pointer, very timely for Piggott County. Kind of drew them back into this one. Strong's first free throw away is no good.
He made his first two guys, but he's 0 for 4 since then.
Misses that second free throw. No points for Clay County on that possession. Piggott County with the rebound. Will Amonette has it. Baseline pass to his brother, and they're going to say Gunner Silk fouled him as he swatted the ball out of bounds. Amonette going to go to the line to shoot two. A great defensive play.
That's terrible.
And he's nodding his head right there, guys. He got the emotion. He loves the challenge of guarding Zach Amonette.
First free throw is away by Amonette. He hit that one. Amonette, like we mentioned, a sophomore, one of the best shooters in the Upper Cumberland. He's not going to miss many when nobody's guarding him. And he knocks that one down. Second one's away. No good. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Grant Strong. And a timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. The first timeout he's taken of the contest. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Clay County leads 28-23.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County basketball coming out of this timeout. Ashcock going to inbound to Silk. Still going to walk it down the court into the Clay County front court. They do work to our layup here in this third quarter. 2.5 minutes left in the third frame. Clay County leads 28-23. Silk passes down to Strong at left block. Strong going to be fouled. I thought it was on the floor.
They're going to call it on the floor.
Yeah, no shot attempt. Grant walked to the line. He thought he was going to get to shoot. That's not the case, though. Zach Hammonette picks up his third foul a little earlier in the action than I'm sure his dad, Joseph, would like to see him having three personals. Silk inbounds to Ashlock. Ashlock to Sharp out top. Ashlock works against Zach Hammonette. Dribbles to the right. Circles back to his left and gives it off to Gunner. Clay Kenny just running some perimeter motion, working inside to Strong, who's posted up against the smaller Hammonette. And Grant took an extra step.
Shoot it.
2:05, third quarter. Clay County 28, Pickett County 23. Bobcat basketball. Zach Hammonette with it. He's defended by Gunner Silk as he has been all night. Gives it off to his brother Will. Now Slade Copeland out top, who hands back to Zach Hammonette. Baseline shot, no good. They're going to say Silk foul.
He got him in the air and then initiated the contact.
Bit of body contact there by Gunner, who picks up one I show to be his third personal. That may affect the way he's playing a little bit. That's a back off a little.
Yeah.
Zach Hammonette knocks down that free throw. And Gunner Silk does come to the bench. We'll probably see him sit the remainder of this third quarter. 1:48 left on the clock. An opportunity perhaps for Zach Hammonette to get some open looks. Eli Smith has checked in for him, though he also does a great job on defense.
Yeah, don't count on it, Daniel. He did a great job up at, in Burstown on Hammonette, if you'll remember.
Spivey, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Too short off the front of the iron, kept alive by Strong. But Pickett Kenny comes up with a loose ball. 1:25 and ticking. Bobcat basketball. Mark Smith in the lane. A nice play by him. He lays it in from the right block. Pickett County now only trails by one. 28-27. Smith comes down and commits the foul, though. Strong had it at left wing. And Mark Smith flew in and hit him, picking up his third personal of the contest. 1:16 left in the third quarter. Clay County 28, Pickett County 27. Clay County going to inbound.
Looked like Strong may have tweaked his ankle a little bit when he was trying to save that ball on a while ago, Daniel, but he's going to believe he's okay.
He did go into the front row of the bleachers. Now, here's a contact foul called against Slade Copeland, and that one was pretty ticky-tacky. We'll take it, but
yeah.
Not much contact. Strong, he's caught it in the left corner. Copeland kind of reached the hand out. That was enough to send Strong to the line, and the Bobcat faithful won't be happy with the foul count. Here in the second half, we see two fouls against Clay County, seven now against Pickett County. As Strong's at the line to shoot the front end of the 1-1. He hits that one, Coach.
Yeah, and it broke that streak.
He had missed the last couple that he had from there. Knocked down a big one there to put Clay County up by two now, 29-27. His second one's away also good. Clay County up by three, 30-27. 1:05 left in the third quarter. Pickett County basketball, this is the District 6A semifinal. Grant Strong called for the reach-in foul. Got a little overly aggressive there. He can play aggressively, though. That was only his second personal. 59.3 seconds left in the third with Amanek in an inbound.
Something going on with Zach. Maybe got some blood showing or something. His dad's going to take a timeout so it doesn't have to come out of the game, Daniel.
Making it a full timeout to have more time to take care of the issue. 59 seconds left in the third quarter. Clay County 30, Pickett County 27.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Back here to conclude this third quarter, perhaps. 59 seconds left coming out of this Pickett County timeout. We do see, I'm trying to find Zach Aminette. They only have four players out. Zach Aminette still getting worked on. They looks like they're patching up around his nose, somewhere around his face. I certainly hope that he's okay. With Aminette going to inbound from in front of the Pickett County bench. Works it into Slade Copeland. Copeland with it out top, the premier shooter not on the floor for Pickett County, but these other Bobcats very capable of scoring. Go ahead, Thomas.
I think you'll see them go to Reagan here, Daniel. He's kind of their other offensive player. Unfortunately for him, Jake Ashlock's guarding him.
40 seconds now. Reagan does have it. He's at left wing, and he's in danger of losing the basketball. He's in a trap. Finally gets it out to Copeland. Copeland out right wing, defended by Sharp, and it's stolen. The pass by Strong. He works ahead to Mason Sharp. Left block shot's no good. A bit of contact, but it looked clean. Pickett County quickly back the other way. Will Aminette with it. He decides to slow it down. 20 seconds and ticking here. They're going to play for this last shot. Spivey's there all over him. Forces a pass to Slade Copeland. Copeland defended by Smith, who hands back to Aminette. He's going to go baseline all the way to the hoop, and they're going to say Eli Smith fouled him. It should be on the floor, though, because no shot was attempted. Pickett County will inbound with 8.8 seconds left in the third quarter. Clay County's 30, Pickett County's 27. I don't feel I've said the scoring up here lately. I apologize for that. Pickett County inbounds. Mark Smith, left corner, drives into the lane, strip for the basketball. He goes out of bounds off his knee. Clay County going to have an opportunity with 4.9 seconds left in the third quarter to extend their lead. Spivey passes into Strong. 3 seconds left. He's at left wing. Three-point shot attempt is up. No good. Third period ends here at Durwood Vaughn Memorial Gymnasium at Livingston Academy. Pickett County lead, or trails by 3 to Clay County. Bulldogs 30, Bobcats 27.
And we got possession
of
this one.
The Twin River Healthcare Facility has the
big bucket
we provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solution. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here to start this fourth quarter. Pickett County going to have the basketball to begin the quarter. 8 minutes remain. We knew this would be a close game. We expected more of maybe a 60-57 score than a 30-27 score, though, Thomas, at the end of the third.
Two of the premier scorers in this league on this floor tonight, Grant Strong, he's had 30-plus a couple times this year. Zach Aminette had 39 the other night. And Daniel,
we've just got one team that scored 30 total.
Right. And a timeout going to be taken by Coach Aminette. 30-second variety, a bit of miscommunication for Pickett County coming out of the quarter. Clay County's up 30-27. We'll go ahead and play one ad here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We'll try this one more time. 7:56 on the clock. Try to restart this fourth quarter. Pickett County has two timeouts remaining. Clay County has four timeouts remaining. Will Aminette with it. Kicks to Copeland, hands back to Aminette, who's at left wing. He gives off to his brother, Zach. Gunner still got it on him like he has been all night. Step back three-pointer. Good. What a great shot. Looks a lot like his dad, Joseph Aminette, back in the day. 7.5 minutes left in this, and we're knotted up at 30. Playing for the right to move on to the district championship game. Clay County basketball. Gunner Silk out top. Picks up the dribble. Hands to Ashok. Ashok baseline under heavy pressure. Misses the shot. No whistles blow. Pickett County with the rebound. 7:15 and ticking. Will Aminette out top. Running offense.
Shot actually blocked by Smith on the backside, Daniel.
Over the back block. John Parker Reagan. Right side of the lane. Shots up. It's no good, but Jake Ashok picks up his third personal foul. He picked up the first two in the early stages of the first quarter. So he's actually lucky, Coach, to only have three at this point.
Yeah.
He sat for about 14 minutes of the first half. John Parker Reagan hits that first free throw, giving Pickett County the lead, 31-30. He misses the second, rebounded by Grant Strong. Strong across the timeline into the Bulldog front court. He's going all the way to the hoop. Gets to the baseline, and he'll be fouled by Mark Smith. Shot on the floor. Foul on the floor. No shot. Well,
Clay County in the bonus, I think, Daniel.
Yes, that's why Grant's at the line. He is at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Clay County with five team fouls here in the second half. Pickett County with eight. Strong, good on that free throw. He's hit his last three from the charity strap. We're knotted up at 31. Strong with opportunity to shoot another that could put Clay County up by one. Hits it. 32-31. 6:50 left in the fourth. Pickett County basketball. Will Aminette across the timeline where he'll be picked up by Mason Sharp.
Strong broke into double figures with 10 with those free throws, Daniel. The only other one, Zach Aminette, 13 after that three.
Passed over by Mason Sharp. To the hoop. He was fouled. They're waving it off.
Oh, come on.
Waving off the basket. The official says the foul was on the floor. Will Aminette picks up the foul. His second personal. And we do see Mason Sharp going to the line to shoot the 1-1. So hopefully we'll get 2 points out of this. Sharp had hit the shot. That's the big deal. This should be an and one opportunity. But they're saying the foul was on the floor. Mason hits that first free throw. Clay County here in the fourth quarter, 3 of 3 from the line. 33-31 the score as Mason has the right to shoot another one. It's away. Good. Mason Sharp just so good from the free throw line, knocks down both of those. Clay County up by three. Pickett County basketball. Zach Aminette at right wing. Nice feed inside to John Parker Reagan. Hey. Jake Ashok lost him that time. And Reagan, the junior, adds two more points. Clay County leads now by one, 34-33. Grant Strong with it, left wing. Drives into the lane, all the way to the goal. Scores. Something we've not seen Grant do a lot of tonight, and he executes that very well. 36-33. Dogs up by three. Slade Copeland at right block, defended by Strong. He kicks it out to Aminette. With Aminette, or actually Zach, going to reset things for the Bobcats. Amonek still dribbling out top. Gunner still content to let him do so.
Probably trying to set up another step back three here, Daniel, as he pulls up.
He shot that one from about 4 feet deep. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Mason Sharp. He goes coast to coast, misses the layup. Rebounded by Pickett County. Sharp had help, ended up keeping it himself. And what the hell about?
Oh, come on.
We'll have a defensive foul call.
That's terrible.
Clay County, Zach Amonet,
walked and then charged.
Is going to go to the line to shoot.
No, Amonet.
No, it's going to wouldn't shoot and foul. He won't be at the line.
He's crafty with that Euro step. It doesn't matter if it's out in the middle of the floor or where it is. Takes the ball in two hands, takes two steps, and just lowers his shoulder over somebody, and he gets the call every time.
He got the advantage there over Silk, who picks up his fourth personal foul, if I'm not mistaken. Pickett County basketball. Eli Smith at the scores table to check in for, I assume, Gunner Silk. We're having to wait for that substitution, though. Zach Amonet with it. Left wing. Silk now leading. Tried to move through.
There we go.
And we have a moving screen offensive foul called against Pickett County. Slade Copeland going to be called for it. They used Gunner Silk like a pinball, knocking him back and forth between Copeland and Amonet.
They did, Daniel. And this goes to show you the great defense that Silk has played from the tip all night long on Amonet. He's held him to 13 points. Just a great effort from Gunner Silk.
Silk does sit down with four personals. 4:55 left in the fourth quarter. Clay County leads by three, 36-33. Grant Strong with it out top. He runs the point right now while Gunner Silk's on the bench. Give and go between Ashlock and Strong knocks it down from 10 feet out on the left side of the lane.
It's a good shot.
Strong finding his groove here, guys. I mean, he's locked in right now.
First half, he couldn't hardly find it, missed a lot of shots. He's getting hot now, and Zach Amonet starts to do the same with Gunner Silk on the sideline. Amonet exposing Eli Smith there. Jump shot from the free throw line, good. Strong to the hoop, loses the basket. He was stripped by Zach Amonet. Amonet coming back. He's to the hoop, and he was hammered by Jake Ashlock. Ashlock with a hard foul there on Zach Amonet, and Ashlock picks up his fourth personal foul.
Got to get your money's worth, Daniel. When you come in the paint, you're going to pay for it.
Ashlock about twice as big as Amonet, and does make him pay there. 38-35 the score. Clay County with a 3-point lead, and Ashlock picks up his fourth personal. Zach Amonet knocks down the front end of his two free throws. Keaton Arms checks back in. Gunner Silk checking back in as well. Eli Smith and Jake Ashlock going to the bench. Amonet at the line to shoot his second. He could draw his team within one. If he makes, he misses it. Rebounded by Grant Strong. Clay County 38, Pickett County 36. 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Bulldog basketball. Strong and Silk just passing it back and forth out top.
You can see Pickett County kind of went to a 1-3-1 there, Daniel. And Sharp's going to get one from the corner.
Mason Sharp, left corner, hits his third three-pointer of the night. As soon as it left his hands, Coach, it looked beautiful.
Yes, it did. He was set and ready for it. No hesitation, turned it loose.
Mason Sharp making a big case for the TDS top performer with those big triples tonight that he's making. Will Amonet misses that shot on his end, rebounded by Keaton Arms, and they're going to get Copeland, I believe, for the foul. They're going to walk the length of the floor, and Keaton Arms is going to go to the line to shoot the double bonus. He's going to get two looks at it regardless.
Yes.
Copeland picks up his fourth personal, so we've got three Bobcats with four, two Bulldogs with four, and about half of this fourth quarter left to play. Arms goes to the line with 3:38 remaining in the contest. First one's up, and it's good. Clay County leads now by six. 42-36. This has been a close game throughout. Great atmosphere here at Livingston. Both fan bases have poured out tonight. Arms misses the second one. Rebounded by Pickett County. Will Amonet across the timeline. Gives his brother Zach. He drives baseline against Silk. And they're going to call a foul. Gunner Silk's going to foul out of this contest. It looked clean to me. I'm not an official. I do good to even do the job I'm getting paid a little bit, I guess, here to do. I'm starting to say getting paid to do, but he fouls out of this one. That hurts.
That's a reputation foul.
It is. You know, Amonet's crafty. Don't get me wrong. He knows how to draw the call. He knows how to sell the call. just a baseline drive, Silk moving his feet, got in front of him, hand straight up. Avanette's going to the line, Silk's going to the bench.
A lengthy amount of time to play without Gunner Silk here. 3.5 minutes left. 42-37. Avanette hit that first one. Second one's away. No good. Amonette's missed a couple this quarter from the charity stripe. Uncharacteristic for him. Strong with the rebound for Clay County. He comes down to his end of the court. Works into the paint. Kicks it back out to Eli Smith.
Oh, take your time, Eli. You had a good move.
It's a big moment for a lot of guys that hadn't played a lot of minutes, guys. Big moment for Eli Smith.
Yeah.
You see Keaton Arms, he's going out now, but playing big moments here. So a lot of pressure right here, pressure packed for some of these young players.
Pickett County basketball after the Eli Smith walk, 42-37. 5-point lead. Mason Sharp gets away with a foul down the defensive end. Will Amanea fires a 3-pointer, no good. Luke Smith hits just by
him. That five.
And he fouls out. This contest is ended for Luke Smith. And the Pickett County faithful do not like the call. We're going to see Spivey walk to the other end to shoot two free throws. Already two players in this contest have fouled out. Gunner Silk for Clay County, Luke Smith for Pickett County. 3:06 on the clock. Clay County leads by five as Spivey steps to the line. First one's away and it's good. 7-point, actually a 6-point Clay County lead, 43-37. Spivey misses the second. Rebound by Copeland for Pickett. He hands off to John Parker Reagan. He gives to Will Amonette.
That's the way it should come down, guys. 3 minutes to go. You know, a 6-point ball game. Hadn't been any farther out than 9 at one point. Was the largest lead for Clay County. Reagan goes to the hoop, and I think they're calling that up.
It's
a goal foul.
Yeah.
Offensive foul.
It was actually on a rebound opportunity. Copeland fouls out for Pickett County. We saw Will Amonette drive in, put up a layup from left side, no good, and Copeland called for the foul as Ashok pulled down the rebound. Actually, it was Strong who pulled down the rebound. He goes to the line to shoot two, and the officials have not been on the side of Pickett County down the stretch in this one.
You got to look at who's forcing the issue, and that's Clay County right now. They're driving to the basket. They're you know, on their toes, going after rebounds. They're forcing the issue, and they're getting these calls.
Grant Strong knocks down both of those free throws. Big shots there. Clay County with an 8-point lead. 2:45 remaining in this contest. Pickett County basketball. Zach Hammonette defended by Mason Sharp. He gets off a 10-foot jumper. No good, and they're going to say he was fouled. Listening for Mason Sharp picks up his first foul of the contest. He can play ultra aggressive down the stretch, and I think that's why we see him defending Zach Amonette. Amonette at the line to shoot two. First one's good. Amonette draws it back down to a 7-point game, 45-38. Clay County with the advantage. His second one's good. A 6-point game now, 45-39. Clay County basketball, 2.5 minutes left here in this District 6A semifinal. Grant Strong crosses the timeline. He's defended closely by Mark Smith. Puts it into motion. Drives, goes behind the back, circles it back out. We see Ashrock set up at the high post. They feed him, give and go between Strong and Ashrock. Strong, right box shot, good. Nice chemistry between the senior and the sophomore. Thomas talks about it a lot, and we see him execute that to perfection. 2 minutes to play. Clay County leads by 8. Amonette travels. Mason Sharp. And
good job by Mason.
Mason Greening.
Great job.
He is. Might have been in a word or two exchange there with that one, Daniel. But that
sometimes
was also,
he'll creep up on you.
He's also Grant Strong coming over to give the help to Trapp and make Amonette make a bad decision.
Clay County content to play slow here and try to draw some time off. And they are going to have the ball knocked out of bounds by Pickett County. Clay County maintains possession, though. Minute 51 left to play in this one. Clay County up by 8, 47-39.
Okay.
Mason Sharp with it, gives to Strong. Strong into the paint, 8-foot jumper is no good. Rebounded by Pickett County. I thought they were going to choose some time, but Strong had such a good shot selection there that he couldn't help but take
That's
it.
That's offense, but we ain't going to get it.
Jeff Spivey called for a foul there on the defensive end. That's only his second of the contest. Mark Smith at the line to shoot two. Both teams down the double bonus. Minute 38 left in this contest. As Smith hits that first one, making it a seven-point game.
You know, Clay County trailed earlier in this quarter, and they just quietly started putting this one away, guys. They got it out to eight. It's a seven-point lead now. That's what Clay County does.
It is. Coach Edwards calls a timeout here. We'll just go ahead and stay on our minute 38 left in this contest. Coach Watson, 47-40 the score. What's Coach telling him over there right now at this point?
You know, yeah. I think he's looking, you know, that we need to get the clock's our enemy. We need to use all of it we can. And if it's a, I don't know if there is such thing as a sure shot, you know, that's all we're looking for.
Right. A lot of times we might run offense drive where the only thing we take is a layup for half.
Right. Yeah. Layup or nothing right here. I think you're going to see that. You'll see some trapping from Aminette to try to speed them up where they can hold it. But you're going to see somebody leak out to the back, look for Ashlock or somebody with an easy one on this possession.
Mark Smith at the line, the senior, for his second attempt. It's good. Six-point ball game, 47-41. Clay County inbounds. Spivey with it in the backcourt. Gives to Ashlock. Ashlock ahead to Sharp. Now back to Ashlock. They better get it across the timeline, and they do so. Spivey in a trap. Piggy County with the steal. Will Aminette gets it. Gives to Brother Zach. His layup good. Five-point contest. Actually, a four-point contest. 47-43. Minute 20 left. Ashlock with it in the backcourt. We see that full court pressure. He works across to Strong. Strong at right block. Layup good. Great move by Great Strong. Use that long wingspan to reach around the Bobcat and lay it in.
That's a beautiful finger roll right there. Like you say, man on man, he reached around to the right.
No
line,
way.
Flipped it up and it went, Daniel.
Mason Sharp going to be called for the foul. Zach Aminette going to go to the line to shoot two. Minute and two left on the clock as Aminette steps there. 49-43 the score. Clay County up by six, Thomas.
Daniel, we've seen it all night long. Same play there. Sharp's got his body in front of Aminette, hand straight up, still gets the call. But, you know, not much you can do on that, Daniel.
No.
True enough. Aminette knocks down the first. Five-point game. Second one's away. It's good as well. Back to a four-point contest. Two possessions. 62 seconds remain. Clay County basketball. Ashlock's having trouble inbounding. Works it in to Spivey. And he's going to be fouled. Knocked down. No, they're saying he stepped out of bounds. I didn't have the view here. And it's going to be Pickett County basketball. 58.7 seconds left in this one. Pickett County with a huge opportunity.
They're doing a great job with this three-quarter trap, Daniel. You don't see Clay County have ball handling issues many times as Aminette pulls up from deep.
Misses the three. Ashlock rebounds. Gunner Silk not on the floor, Thomas. That's the big difference.
That's a big difference. Got Ashlock handling it out top. We see the back and forth, a little 1-2-2 trap action as Mason Sharp gets it across the timeline.
He hands off to Grant Strong. 35 seconds on the clock. A foul's going to be called against Will Aminette. 49-45 the score, and Grant Strong's going to go to the line to shoot two. Aminette picks up his third, I believe. I'll have to listen to announcer Kevin King across the way here. And it don't look like he's going to announce that foul. I think it was the third for Will Aminette.
Strong makes the first.
Third or fourth. I'm not sure which one it is, Daniel.
Second one's away. No good. Five-point contest. The steal by Strong in the backcourt. Missed the shot, got the rebound on the way, and they're going to say
they've done it all night, waved it off.
Strong was fouled by John Parker Reagan. He's going to go to the line to shoot again, and Coach Edwards just up laughing at the audacity of waving that shot off.
Well, we've seen it. At least they're consistent tonight, guys, with these calls. You know, Aminette can get it, we can't.
Strong in the line to shoot two. First one's away, it's good. 6 points, the difference again. Clay County 51, Pickett County 45. Second one's away, also good. Grant Strong done a nice job from behind here in the fourth quarter. Pickett County basketball, 7 points the difference. Clay County leads. 25 seconds left in the contest. Will Aminette with it, tried to go inside to John Parker Reagan. It's knocked out of bounds by Ashlock.
Grant reminded me of his dad. Or he used to do that in the ball game. He'd kind of be loafing around. Next thing you know, he'd have an interception.
Turn it on and get one?
Yeah.
20.9 seconds. Just pick it inbounds. White with it. Hands to Aminette. He fires the three. Good. A great shot by Zach Aminette. Did it off of the move. 15.2 seconds on the clock. His Aminette's three-pointer was good. Clay County leads by four, 52-48. We'll play one ad. It's a full timeout second.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
15.2 seconds to settle it here in this District 6A semifinal. Ashnot going to inbound, opposite from Clay County's goal. Full court pressure by Pickett. They're going to try to deny everything. Ashnot has it. He's got to get it in. Finally gets it into Keaton Arms. Arms gives it back to Ashnot. He gives it to Strong. Strong going to be fouled. Grant going to trot down and take two shots from the charity stripe with 11 seconds left. Clay County leads by four, 52-58.
Great job by Clay County right there. You know, they denied the first two passes, got it into the outlet guy, straight back to the inbounder, straight to Strong. That's who you want in the hands of right here in the waning minute.
Second. Hits his first free throw. 5-point contest. Going to be tough for Pickett to battle back here, down two possessions with 11 seconds left. Strong second free throw is away. Also good. Still a two-possession game. Zach Aminette, though, tries to make it a three-possession game as he drives to the hoop and scores, and this clock just ticking. And here we see Will Aminette going up to Ashrock. Lays hands on him. Ashrock didn't like it, but the game has ended here. This game's over. It's been an emotional one. I don't think this will be the last time we see these squads meet in the postseason play. Postseason matchup number one goes to Clay County. Final score here in the District 6A semifinal, Bulldogs 54, Bobcats 50. Stay with us here for the Farm Bureau postgame show on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solution. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show from Livingston Academy. Clay County Bulldogs are now 25-3 on the season with their big district 6A semifinal win tonight over Pekin County, final score 54-50. It was a tight one throughout. I think it was 7-6 at the end of the first quarter. I didn't know if we was even going to get beyond the 20-point mark, Coach, early on.
We got a couple little streaks over where we scored three or four baskets in a row. And I know they clawed back and tied it up, maybe went ahead one. But then we came back and got another little run together. You know, it takes a lot out of you in a game like this, especially when you get down 6 or 8 points and come back.
Well, and it all flipped, guys. After that anemic first half, when Clay County came out, a whole different team. You know, Coach Edwards was talking about the layoff and coming out flat, and that's kind of what he was worried about, and that's what we're all worried about, and that's what they did.
You know, there's a lot of heart on this team. You know, there's a bunch of young guys out there that, you know, they don't want to lose.
Right.
I mean, they're very proud of what they've accomplished, and they're not through, they think.
Right, but the game turned in that third quarter, guys. Clay County came out, started off with a 10-0 run, got the largest lead of the night, 9 points, and basically that cushions what they rode to victory.
It certainly did. Pekin County playing in their third game this week. Perhaps a little bit of weariness sitting on their part. We were fresh. A little too fresh, yeah. I just see these two squads, it's always a chess match when they play. Coach Adamanette, Coach Edwards, these teams, there's not a lot of love lost there. I think there's a ton of respect between all the excellent players, but it got heated down the stretch there as the points started to fall for both teams.
It did, Daniel, and they started to heat up. You know, Grant Strong found his groove. There's no doubt he was off in the first half, guys.
Yes, he was.
Found his groove late and then put it away with 15 fourth-quarter points, guys. So, you know, Jake Ashlock set out the whole first half in foul trouble. Keaton Arms came in and played well.
Yes,
Johnny
he did.
Silk fouled out late there, guys. Gabe, you know, there's a lot of factors in this one. Bottom line, Clay County's the better team. They played that way in the second half and won this ball game, and they're headed to the title game.
They are. Clay County has become a regular in the District 6A Championship game. During the 20 years, the 19 prior years to this season, that Coach Edwards has been in charge of the program, he's won 10 district championships. He's appeared in one more. If I'm correct, and I think I am, he's only lost one district title game out of all those. Now, in 2015, they didn't play the title game because of snow. They canceled it. They did announce that the Bulldogs were the champions of the district tournament.
But he has only lost one district championship game, and that's where Clay County's headed.
Yeah, that's where they're headed, guys, and they're headed there after a great performance from Grant Strong. Finished with 23 on the night. Mason Sharp, we talked about him throughout, guys, made three huge three-pointers, finished with 11. Jeff Spivey, 8 points tonight. Gunnar Silk, just 4 points for the defensive effort he gave. Jake Ashlock, despite sitting out, 4 points tonight. And Keaton Arms off the bench, made an impact as a freshman, 4 points. For Piggott County, Zach Amonette, just had 10 headed into the fourth quarter. Got a lot of these late guys, you know, when they really ended up, didn't matter, but finished with 28 on the night. So he's definitely in the score. Picked up a bunch of them after Silk went to the bench, and that was only about 4 minutes of time of game time left.
But, you know, he had 28, and the entire team had 50.
That's
guys,
right.
Guys, I mean, you're not going to win a big ball game.
That's right.
Every night that way.
That's true.
John Parker Reagan and Will Amonette, only 5 points to be the next leading scorer. Luke Smith with 4, Slate Copeland 2, Mark Smith 4, and Remington White 2 off the bench, guys. Just another dominating second half from Clay County. Yeah.
I know John Parker Reagan is capable of going out there and getting 20, 25 points a night himself,
yeah,
on a good night, and he has a number of nights this year.
That's true. Fortunately, his shot was off tonight.
Yes.
Well, we're going to play one more quick set of ads, come back and announce the TDS top performer from this contest here on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show, and it's time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. Clay County were winners tonight, 54-50 over Piggott County. It was such a tight game throughout. It all came down to that big fourth quarter, and that's where Grant Strong really shined the most.
He did, Daniel, and kind of pace or shot for shot, free throw for free throw, pace for pace. With Zach Amonette, you know, two of the first teamers in this conference going at it down the stretch, guys.
Sophomores.
Both sophomores, same class. They've got a history, too, don't they, Coach?
Yes, they do, yes.
Haven't they played, you know,
they've actually played together, and they've played against each other both ways.
So two heavyweights going at it here late. Grant Strong, the victor in this one, 15 of his game high, or team high, 23 points coming in that fourth quarter. Down the stretch, guys. He was, I got to count it, Daniel, 1, 2.
Thomas
three,
is
four,
counting
five,
out the
six,
free throws. After missing several.
9 of 10.
Several early, 9 of 90% during that decisive fourth quarter.
He did. So, you know, crunch time, when the pressure's on and the game's on the line, you saw it. Coach Edwards wants the ball in Grant Strong's hands, and I tend to agree with him.
And I noticed one thing down there tonight when he had Grant posted up down there, and Grant didn't shoot the ball.
Right.
Coach Edwards got his attention real quick and said, I think he said, Grant, I think I want you to shoot it. And I think Grant believed him because he either got fouled or he made a bucket after that just about every time.
I liked about the performance, guys. He struggled in the first half.
Absolutely.
Played a game in a week. We saw him missing layups. We saw him missing free throws. We saw him missing elbow shots. Then he normally
battled a few times.
But he battled through it, got his mind right, came out in the second half, and went out and along with the entire team.
Sure.
And won this ball game. But a big big growing experience, I think, here in under pressure. What an atmosphere this one was. This place was packed, and Grant Strong answered the bell.
He certainly did. Everything went through him there down the stretch, and he delivered with every bit of it. Grant Strong was tonight's TDS top performer. That is brought to you, of course, by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Tuesday night, Livingston Academy will be the scene. Clay County and the winner of this game that's about to take place, the number 3 seed Gordonsville Tigers and the number 2 seed Monterey Wildcats. Each of these squads have beaten the Bulldogs this year. They're responsible for 2 of Clay County's 3 losses. It's not going to be easy, guys. Either team that you prefer to play before we sign off, or y'all's thoughts here?
It's kind of pick your poison right now, isn't it?
It is pick your poison. You know, if I had to pick, I'd want to play Gordonsville, in my opinion, and
always
play Monterey for later down the road.
I always said I wanted to play the loser of that game.
True enough.
But it never did work out that way, though.
Well, absolutely thrilled you turned in tonight for this coverage of the exciting District 6A semifinal. If you can't make it over here Tuesday night to Livingston, be sure to tune back in. Coverage of the CarQuest pregame show will begin at 5:45 Tuesday night over here.
I think it's a 7:30 game.
Oh, that's right.
It's the last game now. Consolation first.
Prior,
I'm sorry.
So we don't really know what time.
Who knows? We may start at 5:45 anyway.
But we will have a 15-minute pregame show prior to tip-off.
Tentatively a 7:15 hour time for us.
Yep.
All right, folks. Until Monday night at 7:30, for Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.
Good night.